Welcome. You're listening to a three-part podcast series on the history of Dominican University of California, presented by Campus Ministries in the spring of 2017. This series has been organized by Sister Mary Sauer and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministries, the Communications Department, and Penguin Radio.
Well, good day and welcome. I am Sister Mary Sauer, Director of Campus Ministry. We are recording this event with the professional services of Stuart Horn and Penguin Radio. Thank you for your presence and talent. This podcast series can be accessed on the Campus Ministry homepage on our university website, dominican.edu. So welcome everyone to our third presentation sponsored by Campus Ministry. Dominican theologian Father Edward Skillebeck wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. We at Campus Ministry also believe in the gift of storytelling, and today we include the story of some of our graduating seniors and the impact of the Dominican heritage and history over the course of 4 years. Please welcome our speaker, Sarah Pereira, of the class of 2017.
Hello and welcome. My name is Sarah Pereira, as Sister Mary Slee just said, and I'm a senior liberal studies student. In the previous talks, we heard about the history of Dominican University of California and the traditions of the school, past and present. The school has undergone many changes, but one thing remains the same: the legacy that the Dominican Sisters created and that lives on today in students like me. The Dominican Sisters have changed my life through the experiences I've had while here, and I'm honored to have this opportunity to talk about their legacy in my life. Dominican has impacted many students, and we all grow during our years here. My talk today will be about my experiences over the 4 years, but I want to include the experiences of the amazing people I met along the way as well. My story is one among many, so I want to try and highlight others as well. When I started here at Dominican, I didn't know the meaning behind the name of the university, or that we were not the only Dominican university, hence the of California in the name. I didn't know anything about the Dominican ideals and the influence they would have over my life over these next 4 years. So now I start my talk with coming to Dominican freshman year. I'll try to go in chronological order and to highlight as much as possible, but it gets hard when there's so many things that happen multiple years in a row. I came to Dominican after graduating from high school because I liked how small it was and it was beautiful being over here. I grew up Catholic, but I never felt connected to my faith community. But when I came here, I felt compelled to try to be involved, especially after meeting Sister Carla and thinking how sweet she was. I never thank Sister Carla, but I want to now, because without her asking me to participate, I would literally not be where I am today, standing up here talking about my Dominican experience. I will always be grateful for the opportunity she gave me that sparked many more, and her kindness that made me want to join campus ministry. I was asked, along with other freshmen, to lead weekly ripple effect groups where we would read and reflect on the gospel for the week. The other freshman became one of my good friends, and even though we don't see each other very often, I still consider her someone I grew very close to. While we didn't meet very regularly during our freshman year, my involvement caused the Siena Leadership Team, or SLT, to ask me to come to a meeting to see if I would be interested in joining. I joined for the spring semester of my freshman year and then applied to be part of the team every year since, which came full circle when I started leading meetings this year with another freshman who joined me that semester. The other freshman who joined me that semester and is now my partner in team development is Jennifer Doring. Back then, I had no idea how much our friendship would grow, as we are now close friends and have the same plan for after we graduate. She's very busy being an amazing student teacher right now, so she wasn't able to get me a quote, but I want to honor her time at Dominican. Jennifer has done so much at this school that I want to highlight her accomplishments too, because they are worthy of being recognized. She has been part of SLT with me for 4 years, where she has helped with liturgy almost every Sunday, as well as singing in the choir, and been in team development leading and planning the meetings last year and this year with me. She has also helped plan a retreat and attended multiple retreats with campus ministry. In addition to SLT, she went on break trips during spring break to CYO camp and to Yakima, Washington for Habitat for Humanity. She also traveled to El Salvador for the immersion trip with other Dominican students and our assistant campus minister, Liani Castro. This summer, she will be traveling to Uganda with other Dominican students, Sister Carla, and psychology professor Leanne Bartolini to do work with a village over there. Outside of campus ministry, she has been an orientation leader to incoming freshmen and a cheerleader for Dominican's cheer team, as she was a dancer for 15 years before coming here. She has been an outstanding student in the liberal studies program and a student in the honors program. I know there's more I'm missing, and there's so many great stories in all her memories that I wish she could be here to share herself. As for now, we have the same plans for after we graduate, inspired by our time here at Dominican. If it weren't for campus ministry, I would have never met someone who has impacted my life so much. Before being team development with Jennifer, my area was spirituality during my freshman and sophomore year, where I got to meet other amazing students. I helped plan and lead 6 retreats during my time here, one for each semester from my sophomore year to my senior year, and intended 3 more in addition to the ones I planned. Those retreats are some of the best memories I have of being here at Dominican. I'll miss going to the Sisters Bolinas Beach House and seeing the beautiful view over Stinson Beach. I'll never forget sleeping by the window and watching the sunrise over the beach and then going promptly back to sleep. Besides the view, the retreats help me grow as a person and in my faith. I love planning retreats because I grew so much through figuring out the details and coming up with the plan. And then getting to see the retreat play out was wonderful to experience. I always felt like I could see God working his way in there because it would always work out the way that it needed to. The people who needed it would come and we would end up where we needed to be. I also participated in the Short and Sweet Retreat, also known as the Busy Persons Retreat, with the Dominican Sisters. The retreat is 4 days long and you are partnered with a sister that you meet to reflect with for half an hour each day at whatever time you and your sister decide on. I did the retreat 3 times, and each time I met a new and inspiring sister. I just wish I could keep in touch with each of them more. The Dominican sisters on campus have truly touched my heart. They are the kindest people that you will meet here at Dominican. Sister Carla brought me into campus ministry, and I met influential sisters through retreat, but I spent the last 2 years with another sister, Sister Christina, in my work with SLT. Sister Christina was a source of compassion, jokes, and great conversation. I can't find enough words to describe how great she is and how much she affected my life. When she broke the news that she was leaving last year, I started quietly crying to myself. In my head, I was hoping no one noticed, but Leonie always jokes about how she remembers me sitting there tearfully while sitting beside Sister Christina. While she's not here anymore, I still feel her impact on my life. Through SLT, I also got to meet amazing students. They were always so welcoming, and I value the time that we spent together. My only regret is not spending more time with everyone. During my junior year, I had the opportunity to work with a fellow senior, Jessica Zanata, planning the retreats. She was an SLT member last year, but left to study abroad in Italy, so she didn't reapply for this year. Her experience in being an SLT and being a part of campus ministry has also greatly affected her time here. She says, "Last year, I was a part of the Siena leadership team. Team bonding was a huge part of being an SLT. It took us out of the meeting environment and allowed us to hang out with each other. We did everything from going Lakers tagging to going to the movies. I also helped give my time in SLT by planning retreats with Sarah. Leading a retreat is always a different experience than planning them, but I found both equally as rewarding. Being able to reset for a weekend away is a very re-energizing experience. I was able to learn a lot more about myself and fellow students of Dominican. The Siena leadership team is Dominican's secret weapon. With the leadership of our campus ministers, the team thrives every year. I liked how what she said combines both our team bonding and retreat. Because I just talked about retreat, and now I want to talk about a special moment of bonding during our annual end of the semester SLT party last spring that we affectionately call Bandit's Dinner after Father Bob's dog. Our special gift was Screaming Toes that we would then exchange in a game. Our special gift was socks that we would then exchange in a gift of in a game of Screaming Toes. The name really does match the game once you know how to play. For those of you who have never played the game, you get around in a circle and stick one foot in. Then you pick someone's foot to look at, and someone counts down for you to look up. If the person's foot you choose also chooses your foot, then you look up at each other and scream. And then you're partnered up. At the party, we were playing the first round, and my friend and now alumni, Janelle, and I matched immediately. She was graduating the next week, and getting to trade my sock with her meant a lot to me. Janelle is a Dominican volunteer this year in Atlanta and helped inspire my next step after graduation. I asked her how her campus ministry experience affected her decision to be a volunteer, and here's what she had to say. I have campus ministry to thank for when it comes to my decision to join Dominican Volunteers. Campus ministry opened up my eyes, mind, and heart to issues I would not have otherwise taken time out of my busy college schedule to think about. I was encouraged to sit, be still, think, and share. The spring break trips and El Salvador trip were the stepping stones that led me to Dominican Volunteers. Being exposed to a world that is different from my own and being challenged in a way that forced me to see the issues and given the opportunity to put faces, stories, is something I would not have done if it weren't for campus ministry. I learned what it meant to stand in solidarity with the population. I learned what these issues meant to people who were no different to me. I learned that there's a whole world out there ready to move towards a world with more understanding and more compassion. I learned what it meant to be more human. Campus ministry helped guide me towards a journey of social justice and systemic change, and being a part of Dominican Volunteers is only the beginning. I look forward to more adventures, more understanding of populations that have been misunderstood, and the ability to set the world on fire, in whatever capacity that means. But first, grad school, or maybe a nap. Janelle's paragraph perfectly encapsulated who she is, and I'm glad I'm able to share her experience today and be one of her friends. Another amazing person I met through SLT here is Erica Rosales-Shelfo, who has been part of SLT with me for over the last 2 years. She's done many things at Dominican that make me proud to be her friend, and she says it all in her paragraph that she gave to me. Erica says, "As a transfer student, I did not get to experience living in a dorm or taking the dreaded big history or colloquium courses that many speak of in horror. However, in my 2 years at Dominican, I have been able to grow as a person through the knowledge I have attained with every class I have taken. The small classes allowed me to get to know my fellow classmates and instructors as well. Through the various extracurricular activities on campus, such as being the student council board as the senior class senator, the vice president of campus ministry club, on campus ministry's Siena leadership team, the chair of events for the history and political science clubs, and the president of Latinos Unidos, has permitted me to step away from my comfort zone and attain better communication skills, as well to reach out and getting to know students from different majors and different class levels. Nevertheless, campus ministry has been my rock and guidance. When my birth mom passed away on January 2nd, 2016, to a better life, I was able to call Father Bob, who rushed to the hospital to say one last prayer and close her eyes. I then sat on the phone with Sister Christina for a long time, not saying a word, yet it was very comforting. The very next day, I still traveled on a planned immersion trip to El Salvador with campus ministry. The trip was very emotional and life-altering, and I made friends on the trip I will forever cherish. At my return from El Salvador, I had a pile of sympathy cards from Dominican sisters and professors. I'm not sure that this would have been so at another college due to the large amount of students that other universities have. In addition, Dominican University has given me the opportunity to travel the world through their different study abroad programs offered in the summer and spring break. Overall, Dominican has become my second home. What Erica had to say moved me, and I loved what she had to say because it shows how much of an impact the Dominican community can have in students' lives. Another part of my experience is finding my path in living out the Dominican ideals of service and study. I found service through my study and switching into the liberal studies program and having the opportunity to do fieldwork in local elementary schools. I have so much love and gratitude for all the classrooms I've had the chance to be a part of. It was after spending my summer after my freshman year working as a day camp counselor at my local YMCA that aided my decision to switch majors to become a teacher. I realized how much I enjoyed working with kids and how it is something I've always enjoyed. Through my work with kids, I feel a sense of service because they inspire me to want to be a better person, and when I hear something I said influence them, I'm glad I've been able to be a positive influence. This goes into my experience at my alternative spring break trip this past semester. The alternative spring break trips I have been able to do through campus ministry have also made a difference in my life and the life of the students who participate. This semester, I had the opportunity to go to CYO camp and be a cabin leader for a week of outdoor education camp for sixth graders. This brings up my story at camp because we have a daily hike, and at the end of the hike that day, one of the students said something he learned, and it was something I'd said to him earlier in the day. When we started our hike, he was carrying one of the girls in the hiking group's backpack, and he's just the sweetest kid, and I know that. He's too nice to everyone to say no, and so I said to him, I was like, you can say no to her. You don't have to carry her backpack. You have the power to say no. You don't always have to do things. And so at the end of the day, when we were doing our reflection and talking about what we learned that day, he said that one thing he learned is that he can say no. And so I don't know if it was totally what I said, but I'm glad that's what he said, and I hope that he carries that lesson with him because it's a valuable one. And that's just one story of the many that I have working with kids that inspire my life and have become so many great memories for me being here. I almost didn't get to go to camp, but this was God answering my unconscious prayer. And of course he answered it and made it better than I could ever think. It was one of the best weeks of my life, and given all the crying by the students I was with at the end of our week, I think it was just as influential for them too. My other alternative spring break trip last year was to Tijuana, Mexico, and it was another best week of my life trip for me with campus ministry. I traveled down to the border with 14 Dominican students and 4 chaperones, consisting of Sister Christina, 2 staff, Emily and Julia, and John, who works for the Dominican Sisters. We stayed at Casa de los Pobres, which translates to House of the Poor. In the mornings, we helped prepare and serve food at the casa, where anyone could come get breakfast in the morning until it ran out. And in the afternoon, we did different activities around Tijuana. We got to talk with the sister who ran the casa, saw factories around Tijuana, and heard about the job conditions, went to the border and the Tijuana Cultural Center, to the beach just to have fun, helped paint a house for a family, and held a carnival for a local Tijuana neighborhood that a Dominican school is located. The carnival was one of the best parts of the trip, and just seeing all the kids and their happiness through just the little games that we had planned and the prizes that we had bought and their smiles and their joy was the best memory of the trip that I have. And not only that, the group that I went with for the trip were so amazing, and we all grew close during our time there. And there are people that I wouldn't have usually met with, and we usually all wouldn't have come together, but because of this trip, we were able to, and we all bonded together. On the last night, because we were leaving at like 4 in the morning, we just stayed up all night together, talking and playing games. Like, we played hide and go seek around the casa. And so there are just so many great memories, and even though we don't get the chance to see each other anymore, we still have all these memories to carry with us forever. Both trips, I happened to go with another senior, Melissa Stokely, and I'm so glad I had the chance to get to know her because I otherwise wouldn't have. I reached out to her about her experience going on the spring break trips, and here's what she had to say. By participating in both the Tijuana excursion and CYO camp for my alternative spring break experiences, I was able to expand my Dominican education outside of the classroom. These experiential moments taught me about myself, my values, and what it means to be culturally competent. It was through these trips that I was able to embrace the Dominican ideal of reflection and begin to understand the importance of giving my time and sharing my knowledge with others. In Luke, it says, "To whom much is given, much is required." I see now how big of an impact I can make from the opportunities that have been presented to me. I asked Melissa for her experience since we had the chance to go to both trips together, and during camp we were cabin leaders for the same school and spent time in the same hiking group. And then this past summer, I had the chance to get to know another one of my SLT members, Ashton Wolf, and Liani better when we went to the Dominican College Preaching and Action Conference in Michigan. We spent 6 days at Siena Heights University, along with students from other Dominican universities and colleges across the country. But before I talk about my experience, I want to highlight Ashton's experience going to the conference. Leaving the state to attend a conference in which I would meet other Dominican students was a leap of faith. I never felt so welcomed and cared for as I did when I finally got to Siena Heights. I had the opportunity to participate in many different activities that really furthered my faith and my support system as a DU student. The Preaching in Action Conference not only educated me on the story of the Dominican Order, but it also connected me with lifelong friends. Whenever I'm feeling like I need a spiritual review, I contact some of the people I met at that conference, and they helped me through it. In the couple of days that I spent in Michigan, I found a new love for my school and made lifelong friends. Ashton and I had a great trip together, and I'm glad that I got to go on the trip with her. It was another one of the best weeks of my life with campus ministry, yet again, and many of the weeks that I spent at Dominican that I had with campus ministry were one of the best. I learned what it meant to be Dominican and broadened my cultural scope of the United States because I've never been around so many other college students outside of California. It also helped me bring me out of my shell more because I tend to be very shy, but I pushed myself to get to know the other students and people that came for the conference. Each day, we spent learning about each Dominican value through prayer, activities, and reflection. After going to the conference, I felt more of a connection to Dominican and the Dominican spirit. Then when we got back, Ashton and I were asked to talk about our experiences at the Mass of the Holy Spirit that's held at the beginning of the fall semester, so we were to preach about our time at the preaching conference. I would have never imagined I would be up there during Mass, but it was an unforgettable experience for me because it shows how far I've come in my time here. I'll be honest, I didn't always enjoy my Dominican experience. There were times that I wanted to leave, but I wouldn't have become the person I am without Dominican. I have grown as a student, teacher, person, and citizen through these 4 years here. If I didn't stay, I wouldn't have made the decision to become a Dominican volunteer through Dominican Volunteers USA. I met Allison, the program manager, at the preaching conference and spent a lot of time talking with her. She encouraged me to apply and that our interview would basically be a conversation like the ones that we were having. I have friends through SLT that went on to become volunteers, like Janelle, and had great experiences, so I was already interested in the idea. After talking with Allison, it confirmed that it was the right decision for me. I love getting to know the Dominican sisters, and the ones I have met have inspired me to want to get to know more. I feel called to do a year of service, to have the opportunity to do meaningful work for a year and grow in my faith. I'm still in the process of working out the details of my ministry for next year, but I will hopefully be working at a K-8 school on the south side of Chicago, being a teacher's assistant and helping out with their after-school activities. The sisters I interviewed with were so sweet, and I told them at the end of the interview that I would like to work there. They were so excited that I was already accepting the position and told me to start the process to confirm my placement. While I'm still waiting to hear back from Dominican volunteers, I'm eager to get started. I never thought that I would be spending the year after I graduate doing a year of service, but I couldn't be more grateful or excited for the opportunity. Thank you to the Dominican Sisters of San Rafael and Dominican for inspiring my future and for the sisters creating their legacy in my life and the students at this school. Thank you.